Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Backus, has concerns with the decision-making process to allow Paraguay beef into the U.S.
You know, when these site visits were conducted in 2008 and 2014, USDA APHIS did not have the proper protocols in place to gather that information accurately. This is something that, you know, the GAO actually went in and reviewed. They looked at information being gathered regarding foot and mouth disease. This goes back to Brazil, but that required USDA to make wholesale changes in how they collect that data. And when this data was collected, all of those new revisions weren't in place. So that's been our request of USDA is, you know, you can't make a risk assessment off of old data that could potentially be flawed. It's important that we do this, that we have a scientific process that actually takes into account all of those new standards that USDA is required to implement. So that's what we're saying. Just hit pause. Like, if, as Jacqueline was saying, if Paraguay is truly up to our standards, then the data should show that, and we should have no problem at all, you know, going down there and having more of these on-site visits, having that information transparent for review, and then going through that process. But to rush it forward like this really is concerning. We also have to look at the fact that even USDA's own data has showed that about 85% of the foot and mouth disease mitigation measures, their whole system is based off of the, you know, contributions from the private sector. 85%. And when you look at the economic impact of COVID and the broader global problems that have happened, Paraguay's economy has been really bad over the last few years. So you can't just dismiss that. That's a major factor that has to be considered. Can they still provide the level of safety they could, you know, a decade ago? We have a lot of questions and concerns about that. So these are all things we've asked for USDA to consider. We think that that is the prudent thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do, is to go back and review this and confirm that. We cannot just take Paraguay's word for it. This is all about trust but verify. And we don't think USDA's done that.
Comments supplied by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This has been Inside Agriculture. Time's up. Have a great weekend. Go Bison.